so far to go, but look at where you came. Hello. This is the Radio Bros Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 1 in the morning in Massachusetts, Medford. And my partner is studying for midterms. And I mean DJ Abu Sali, not like my romantic partner or anything like that. My radio bro. He's in Eaton Hall right now, grinding it out. He went to a big event for one of his student groups that he's in. And It basically ate up his entire weekend, so now he has to study for, I think, 3 midterms in, like, 2 days. Seems like he'll be, pretty busy for a little bit. Sorry, I'm configuring my laptop. I usually use my phone, like I said earlier, but since it broke, I've been needing to use my laptop. Let's see if we can get something going here really quick while I get everything else figured out. Let's play Come Down by Tasca Black. It's a really great song. I like it. It's new. My brother went to go see Tasca Black a little bit ago, but more on that later.
Is the high worth the pain of the come down? Every time I come down, got so high, flying too close to the sun now, praying we don't burn out. I'm looking up at city lights, thinking about the last time when there wasn't 1,000 miles in between your hand and mine. Fireworks when we're together, thunderclouds when we're apart. Always hurts when I remember how far I am from where you are. Is the highway to pain or the calm down? Every time I come down, talking about you in my sleep, living in the make-believe. Cause when you're gone it's hard to breathe. Look at what you did to me, did to me. Fireworks when we're together, thunderclouds when we're apart. Always hurts when I remember how far I am from where you are. Is the high worth the pain or the calm down? Every time come down, every time I come down, every time I go, got so high, flying the sun now, praying we don't burn out, the fire's done. When I'm with you, it's so loud. Then I end up missing you like right now. Is the high with the pain as I come down, every time I come down, every time I come down. Is the high worth the pain or the come down? Every time I come down, got so high, flying too close to the sun now, praying we don't burn out.
All right. Oh, I didn't press pause in time. Anyway, that was Come Down by Tasca Black. It came out last week, or at least before last Friday, but after 2 Fridays ago. So in a span of 9 to 2 days ago, that range. If you do math and stuff, you get ranges. Cool. Since DJ Abu Sali cannot be here, he made a request that I should play Sail to the Moon by Radiohead. Is it a big surprise that DJ Abu Sali, even in his absence, somehow found a way to get Radiohead on the show? No, not at all. But do I hate him for it? No, not at all. Radiohead's amazing. My music professor thinks he's kicking Mozart's butt. So that was a big surprise and revelation to me. But in short, he was like, whenever you hear someone who's like, oh, that was a great, and nothing is ever going to be as good as that ever again, and you should just like walk away from them, because like there's constantly this new evolving music that's coming out, and he's like, and Radiohead is like, really cool, and they're doing better than Mozart right now because Mozart's dead. And everyone was like, I mean, I guess he's right, and also he's definitely right because Radiohead is amazing. But instead of having me ramble on about it, how about we just play it? Sail to the Moon by Radiohead. Leave it to Radiohead to make a really pretty song just all of a sudden kind of creepy at the end. I mean, they do that with all of their songs, I suppose. They have to have that kind of creepy Radiohead, no pun intended, if you listen to Radiohead, then you know, like, creep. But anyway, yeah, that was a good song, Sail to the Moon, Radiohead. Thank you, DJ Abu Sali, for promoting your music even in your absence. I hope you are studying hard if you're listening. And if you aren't listening, I hope you're studying even harder, because you better be using all that extra, the brain that you aren't focusing on the channel with, on your midterms. Next up, or I guess before I should say next up, I should say my brother went to a concert for Drulu, which is a group that I've played multiple times on the show. Because I love them and he loves them. It's like the one group that we really, really both love. And so we are always talking to each other about like their songs when they first come out, and talking about the albums when they come out, which I guess is the same as songs, but had to yawn there. But anyway, he went to one of the concerts, and this is a concert that I really, really wanted to take him to, because my mom took me to the concert for my 17th birthday, and he's turning 17 in 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks now. And wow, that's crazy. That means wow. Okay, sorry, revelation on air. Creates dead space apparently, but I wanted to take him on this because I thought it'd be really cool for us to go see Drulu together. Unfortunately, the tickets to go into the air via plane skyrocketed, pun intended, that time, like immensely in a week. I watched it and they were like 200 200 200, and we weren't really sure if I should come or not, and then by the time we were like, yeah, let's do it, we can make it work, it was like $450, and then the next day it was like $600. So I was like, okay, it's definitely not happening, because that's a lot of money. Yeah, like I'm okay spending a decent amount of money going to PAX at an event here. I was not okay spending like $600 just to spend more money on a concert and then go home for like maybe 2 days and come back. It would have been cool, but unfortunately, Dalton, it was not $650+ cool. But I hope you had a good time. He went with my dad and they got a table so that they weren't stuck in the crowd, and they got to sit or stand pretty close to the artist. He got some pictures with Drulu at the end, and I'm super envious about that, because, like, that didn't happen when I went, but, hey, man, we win some and lose some, I guess, but it was a big win for Dalton. He looked really excited in the pictures. He got a really sick bomber jacket, too, which is from me. I can promote my own benevolence on air. I said, Dalton, you can get any piece of merch, and I'll cover it, and then, of course, he found the most expensive piece of merch. excuse me. So, I mean, he looks sick in it, though, so I'm totally okay spending the money on it. And I hope he enjoys it. I really hope that he liked the concert as much as it seemed he did. He was kind of texting me afterwards, and he's like, thank you for making me go to this, because concerts aren't really his vibe, because big groups of people aren't really his vibe usually, but it seems like he had a really good time. And in the spirit of that, I have two songs to play. One, which is what I believe my brother said is one of his favorite songs by Drulu, which is a remix of a song by Arizona called Find Someone. And then followed by my favorite song by Drulu called Bon Voyage, which is the first song that I heard from them that really got me into listening to Drulu. So let's play both of those right now.
I love you. Now in this down. Far too long, and I've been running round.
All right. Thank you for indulging me and my brother in playing Drew Lew on air twice in a row. Really love that group. I love in the first one, the Arizona remix of Find Someone, where they have these chimes that are just going off. Oh, whoa, a caller. Okay, I'm going to play this next song, and then I'm going to answer the phone and see if I can put this caller on air. I have Cass's Theme by Kyle Landry coming up, and I will explain why I'm playing this soon. That was Cass's Theme from the game Breath of the Wild. Oh, wait. There we go. Hello, can you hear me? Okay, maybe you could hear me before, but I couldn't hear myself. There's so many buttons. I'm, like, losing it. I'm really tired, too. But that was Cass's Theme by Kyle Landry, or it's by Nintendo, I think, but Kyle Landry did a cover of it, and that was by him. And I'll explain more why I'm playing that, or that song from the game Legend of Zelda. But first, I had a request from a Marine to play The Ballad of Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash, and he wants us all to listen to the lyrics of the song and understand where he's coming from. And he has a story that goes along with it. It's the premise of the movie The Outsider, which is when the Marines lifted the flag on top of the hill, and one of them was a Native American, and I believe this song is about that. So let's listen into that and pay attention to the lyrics.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore, not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore, not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore, not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore, not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore, not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
That was The Ballad of Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash. Thank you very much to the listener who requested that. Moving on, I'm going to play a little bit more of what I was leading into before the call, and that is more Breath of the Wild soundtrack music. Yay! I'm a giga nerd, so you get to listen to my video game music instead of, like, legitimate music. I wish I could say I'm sorry, actually, but I'm just not. Breath of the Wild came out 3 years ago and 3 days ago. Definitely not as big of an anniversary as what the listener just requested this song for, but this one is still, kind of a big deal to me. This game won a ton of awards. It, like, shot every other game out of the park in the year that it came out in. I bought a console. I saved up for the console for like 8 months and bought it just so that I could try this game. And like, I bought an entire console just to play one game that the console supported exclusively. And my brother ended up playing the game more than I did. Like, we both love it though. I think I have like 120 hours in it, and my brother has well over 300, I think, at this point. I'm not sure. He'll probably text me and correct me. But it's a really great game. You just can't ever get sick of it because there's so much to do and so much to try. There's still players today, like, playing it 3 years after that, like, discovering new things, either about the map or, like, a fighting style or anything. It's not like a speed run where they're like, oh, I figured out you can jump on this ledge twice and then I can skip, like, half the game. It's like there's just so much stuff happening in this game that no one has figured out all of it yet. And I think that's a really impressive feat for a game, and in recognition of that, we're gonna play a little bit of music from the game originally and also some remixes that people have done from the game's music. And that will start with Prince Sidon theme, which is a character in the game, Prince Sidon, a remix by Dirtis called the Swanky as Heck Remix. It's a little bit jazzy and a little bit fun, so hope you guys enjoy it. Alright, there we go. I pressed the button twice, so nothing turned on or happened. That was the Prince Sidon theme, Swanky as Heck Remix by Dirtis. We might play another Swanky as Heck Remix later, because he has multiple from this game. But moving on, we've got something a little bit more intense, which is the Talus Battle Chime Remix. So there's this giant rock monster called a Talus, and when you fight it, it plays this music that's very, like, I have no idea how to describe it, but it's very earthy to, like, in tones and in, like, a lot of sounds sound like gems and rocks, like, clanging off of each other and, like, chimes and stuff. No pun intended, I guess, because the artist who remixed it is named Chime. which I think he got actually based off of the Pokemon Chimecho, but I'm not super positive. And he did a remix of it that is super fun. I think I heard it even before I played the game and really liked it, but that could be a falsity. I'm not super positive. It's really great. He has samples from like the Switch console itself when you're like clicking the remotes back into the machine. The noise that it makes are in this song. And he also samples the live song from the game. And it's just a really well executed remix of a video game song. But it's really intense. So if you are trying to get some sleep in the next like 20 minutes, maybe don't listen to it. If electronic music isn't your style, definitely don't listen to it, because it goes pretty hard at some points. Tune back in 3 minutes and 10 seconds when it's over. But otherwise, if you're totally for it, then enjoy. Here it is. But I hope you guys liked it. If you did, decide to stay tuned in. And if you didn't, I'm sorry. Maybe this will be a little less electronic-y. It might still be intense, but it's from the same game, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, but it's called Attack on Varuta. My brother said he really likes this theme, so I said, cool, I'll play it, because he knows this game a whole lot better than I do, so I'll trust him on this one. Although one thing that he showed me today that I thought was really cool is they have a track that plays when you're riding a horse on the daytime. And if you play the track, like, alongside any other game where you're riding a horse, or even just horse galloping sounds, they made the music to match, like, the tempo of a horse galloping. And they have bits and pieces in it that, like, fade in really well with that. And I think that just goes to show you how incredible the game design went. Like, the game designers went into, like, fine-tuning every single part of this game. And, like, the musicians associated behind the music and the artists have, like, a lot of time on their hands, apparently, because like the art in the game is, albeit like strange when you first look at it, but once you like really get into the game, it's like beautiful. It's insane how much they worked to like sculpt every part of the landscape. I could talk about this for hours. I won't. Instead, I'll play Attack on Varuta, and after that I will play some other surprise songs that hopefully you'll like, because if you don't, I'll be very deeply saddened for a very specific reason, which we'll get to later. Here's Attack on Varuta by Nintendo, I think. That really makes me miss the game, actually. It's just so cool, fighting a boss and, like, having that play in the background. You feel amazing. You're like, I don't know. It's very intense. It feels very movie-esque where you're, like, the main hero. Maybe I'm just egotistical and really get off of that feeling, but, like, I think it's just a really well-executed track alongside the boss fight, which is great as well. Moving on, or moving forward, I have two songs. One that is very intense, I'm sorry, but I have to play it, and another that is a lot less intense and a lot more chill, and then followed by a song that me and my friend Malachi kind of made together. It's very short. It's like maybe a minute and a half long, or a minute and 45 seconds, but basically I wrote the right-hand side of the piano, and he wrote the left-hand side of the piano, kind of unintentionally. I wrote a melody and then sent it to him, and I was like, what do you think of this? I'm submitting it for my music theory class. And he's like, I like it a lot. I wrote the left-hand side. Listen to it now. And it sounds, I like it a lot, actually, and it made me a lot more ecstatic about, like, going into music theory, because I was like, oh, I wrote this top part, and I could, like, maybe write the bottom part sometime too, or I think top and bottom, because that's how it shows up in my computer when I write it, but, like, the right hand and the left hand on a piano, if that's how you play, it's just, it was very motivational, to say the least, to think, like, oh, I made something that actually doesn't sound half bad, because I've been working with music for, like, 2.5 years now, on and off, 3.5 years now, on and off, perhaps, and it's mostly sounded half bad at this point, but this time I was like, oh, I like this. I could actually listen to this on my way to class sometimes. And I don't, because it's not on Spotify, which is where I usually listen to music. But I still have it on my phone, so I can show it to people sometimes, so I can brag. But before we play anything, I will do the PSA before I forget. And honestly, it's just stay clean. This coronavirus is going out like crazy. There's talk of the campus being shut down and all classes being online for the rest of the semester, which is terrifying, but nowhere near as bad as how some other people are suffering with coronavirus. Please just wash your hands, stay sanitary, don't touch your face after you've done anything dirty, don't touch other people's faces after you've done anything clean. Just try and maintain a maintain a very high level of sanitation on yourself, so that you can protect yourself and others from this virus that's been going around, and hopefully we can get on top of it before it gets on top of us. Moving on, I'm going to play Enigma by Pixel Terror. This is a group that I've played multiple times on the show, and I just really love this song. It came out on their new EP, Upgrade, and it goes really hard, maybe harder than the Chime song, but it has a lot of motifs to some of their earlier music, and like the just little vocal samples that they had in other things, and I really dug it when I listened to it, because I've been following these guys for a while now, and it's just a really great song. So here comes Enigma. Then after that, we'll have Ethereal, which is a song from League of Legends. It is the most chill song that DJ Sona can play on Summoner's Rift, so we'll play that to kind of come down from Enigma, and then that will be followed by the piece that Malachi and I wrote, which I wrote the right-hand side and called it Can I Get Some Sleep Now in E minor, or E flat minor, and then he switched it to Yes You Can, I'll Take It From Here Because I've Got Nothing Else to Do in G Lydian, and then later on we just called it Dreaming, because we're like, let's not be sarcastic and really long with our things. I wrote it at 5:30 in the morning after staying up, so the title was deserved. Anyway, let's get Enigma by Pixel Terror, let's get Ethereal by League of Legends, and then let's get Dreaming by me and Malachi, I suppose. Here comes Enigma.
Strong enough, you and I, you and I. Everything we've been through makes us.
Thank you for listening to that. That was Enigma by Pixel Terror. You can catch the rest of their EP at the Upgrade EP on monstercat.com. Otherwise, probably on their SoundCloud. Otherwise, on Spotify. Pretty much wherever you stream music, just look up Upgrade EP by Pixel Terror. You can find the rest of their songs. Two of them, which have come out already. The other two, which I didn't just play, are new. And so I think you'd really like it. Also, their cover arts for all of their songs / albums are amazing every time. So shout out to the artist who does that. Coming up next, we've got Ethereal from League of Legends and made by Pretty Lights, who's a really great producer. Was Ethereal by Pretty Lights, collab with League of Legends for their skin DJ Sona. I really liked the song, although I did realize playing it on air that it's kind of mastered weirdly in the low frequencies. That drum really hits like a, you know, instead of like a bassy drum. But I don't know, maybe that was just on the headphones here because they're very old Sennheisers, so maybe they're just like out of quality or out of touch, but it sounded very weird in the low end, but I love the high end. It's very pretty, and I mean, hence pretty lights, I suppose, as the composer, but anyway, moving on from that, I'll play the song that me and my friend kind of wrote in a quick instance called Dreamscape. And with that, I will transition to the next DJ on air. Here's Dreamscape. Let's hope it plays. I'm playing it right off of Discord where he sent it back to me after I made the melody. So hopefully it will play and not be quiet. And it is 1 minute and 26 seconds long. Here we go. Okay, hold up. Let's see here. It is playing, but it's super quiet because I forgot that I usually turn Discord like way down on my computer because it's super loud. So if we kick that back up to like the maximum volume, bring this back to zero, it'll still finish in time, I promise, for the next show. Let's try that again. 3, 2, 1. There we go. Dreamscape by me and Malachi. Hooray! We're making the transition now. One of the aux cords in the studio is out, so the transitions might be... Oh, look at that. It's over already. We're naturals. Okay, we might go for the smooth transition once again. I'm gonna say I'm DJ-go, and I'm signing off. DJ Abusali signed off before he even showed up, and in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
They are having a large